SBS Radio.
Vasant Srinivasan, welcome to SBS Radio.
Thank you for inviting me, Sylvie.
There are reports that a new aged care facility solely for Indian community has got a green note from a Melbourne council. So can you please explain as to how it started and how was the plan implemented?
Okay. Just to give you a brief, in 2011, the Australian government come up with a Access Economic Report in relation to people affected by dementia. What happens? The 2000 Access Economic Report says very clearly, people affected by dementia, which is they forget the learned language, if they're coming from India, coming from wherever it is. So there is a tendency to forget the second language, then they go back to the mother tongue. That's one issue came up. But the second issue came up in relation to the taste buds. So if you're coming from Kerala, automatically you go back to your taste buds when you were born and brought up in Kerala. Yeah. So based on that, we approached the federal government in 2013. We put an application for 70 beds. We lost that application. Mm-hmm. Then 2014, I went back to federal government again with an application of 70 beds. So at the time, it was approved. Unfortunately, the provider who were keen to proceed with us, the board decided to return the bed license to Commonwealth Government.
Oh.
So a year and a half ago, we managed to get the third application through. We got 70 beds on the initial process. On the second process, we got 38 beds. And also Scott Morrison, the Prime Minister, and the two federal members from the government level really supported me very well on this. They assisted us in achieving this 108 beds, as well as $1 million for this project. HK will be constructed and maintained by MyCare, which is formerly called Dutch Care. And they bought the land on our behalf in Noble Park a year ago.
So as the project has now been designed, can you please brief on the facilities it provides?
What we have included in the HK facility, we have a cafe for family and friends to come and meet and greet. And also there's some private areas, as well as 28 meter by 8 meter community hall inside. If, as say, there are 10 people from Kerala is in that HK facility, we would like to bring those festivals in relation to people from Kerala as well be celebrated in that hall. The elderly people who are at the last stage in their life, they come and enjoy the food, enjoy the performances. So it's a festivity what they like. And also we have four prayer halls. Like if you say like 10 Christians in that venue, maybe 20 Hindus, 5 Islamic people, they have their own religious prayers the way they want to conduct themselves. And also we are trying to bring a museum inside the facility. We would like to put something in relation to India and Indian history. So three floors, apart from the ground floor, in total of 108 beds, a block of 12 beds. So they are common hall, common reading room, etc., etc.
So when can we expect this to happen?
The next step, you know, I've invited and requested Prime Minister to come and do the groundbreaking ceremony in April. Once the groundbreaking ceremony starts, I think probably by middle of the year, we will start the construction. Hope to finish it by end of 2020, otherwise beginning of 2021.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mr. Vasant Srinivasan.
Thank you.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.